You are now listening to FNB Radio.
All right.
Okay.
Jump in there.
We'll just get right in there. And welcome to FNB Radio. My name is Lindsay Collins, and I am your host. I would love to welcome Nikki Fairman to the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
For being here.
So much. Thanks for having a podcast. And I would like to welcome
who is
Mr. Dusty Slay to the show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The famous, the former Charlestonian.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Great to be here.
We're excited to have
here
you.
Here for one day, and it's so beautiful, and I hate to leave, but I am going to Florida. But there's no place like Charleston, though.
No.
Oh, I thought you were about to say there's no place like Florida. And
nah. Florida's great, too.
Florida's fun.
But Charleston's real special.
Aww, Charleston, I feel that way, too.
Is a place to be. I think I'd rather go there than Florida. Sorry, Florida. But Florida, where in Florida are you going?
Well, Jacksonville, which I'm not hating on Jacksonville.
No.
But it's... Oh, actually, they have like St. Augustine right around that area.
St. Augustine
is
lovely.
That's a good place.
And then
to
I'm going to Seaside, Florida. After that,
That sounds like a retirement community.
It kind of is.
Is it near Destin?
In between Destin and Panama City, so it's like this.
Okay,
triangle.
So they got a little of both.
Yeah,
they got the old people and the like party town.
Right, right.
They're so
the
there's
real drug
money.
Addicts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, a bunch of drug addicts.
Geriatric drug addicts.
Yeah, hey,
I like it.
The old people get the best drugs. Everyone knows that.
It's really thoughtful.
They get it legal.
Because they have the money and they're like, it's also like, why not?
Money You're at the end and of the days. Time. A little bit of time.
Right. They don't have to go to work.
No.
Like, it doesn't matter if I'm spaced out.
Am I operating any heavy machinery?
No.
Because my arthritis.
I just did a casino. Those people are all there.
Yes.
That's where they're at.
Dude. How many cigarettes do you feel like you smoked in
that
casino?
I've been sick since I left the casino.
Oh, my God.
I don't even feel sick. Just my whole head and my throat and all.
You just can't breathe anymore. Just, that's all.
I was in this at this casino.
Yeah.
Right? And there was a went into the... I saw the door closing, and there's two old people in there. And I was like, okay.
Whoa!
Good. I was like, good. I'm not going to be in the elevator with them. Because it closed.
Yeah.
So then I hit it, and then it opened up.
No.
All right. Well, I got to get in there. And then it's one of those where you had to put the key in
mm-hmm.
to make the elevator work.
Whoa.
You know,
no.
So he couldn't, he was not figuring that out. And his wife, I don't know if she was drunk or what, but she was just hanging back on the wall. She was not offering any assistance. She was just hanging tight. He was like, he'll figure it out. And
he's
then,
strong.
So we were like, you got to put the key in there. And then he put the key in, and then he's just looking at the numbers. And it's like, all right, now you gotta push your number. And then he pushed it, and then the elevator was real fast. So it went up to his floor real quick, opened up, and he's like, oh, it opened again. And we're like, nah,
nah
this is
nah, get
different,
out
different
this
floor.
This is your floor. And then, and then he got off, and then his wife was really slow to get out. And then it was so weird and awkward. I was like, thank you. And I don't know why I told her that, but I just gave her a wave and said, thank you. And then she got out, and then she got hit by the elevator door as she kind of closed up on her. She barely made it out. And
And people are having a hard time.
They have the good drugs, is what I'm saying.
Dude, we know this.
Yes.
That's how the teens get into them. They go over to their grandma's
No, mama, I'm going to go hang out with Nanny.
I love Nanny's place.
Yeah.
She's got all the OxyContin I can do.
I'm going to lay down.
Used to be cookies, now it's pills.
Yeah. What's the difference? You put on that John White, I'm going to hang out.
Yeah. And then last night I slept at a place with the dog, and it's like, the dog's fine. People that have dogs and they clean up, it's great. But they had, this is like four dudes.
No, so they're not cleaning up.
I mean, there was a mm-mm. black lab, a big black lab, and there's just, you can see just piles
just
of dog hair along the, and I hate that I'm like this now, but I'm like older.
Yeah.
Stuff affects me.
Yeah. Honey. Like no one's staying at the extended stays anymore.
Right.
You know, like when I look at my husband, I was like, honey, we can't do America's Best Value.
Right.
I'm too old for that shit. All right. We're doing the Econo Lodge.
Yeah.
It's going to be nicer.
Yeah.
Nicer.
Yeah. I just, no, I'm with you.
All the time. I'm like, oh, I'll crash on their couch.
Problem.
And then I'm like,
you regret it every time.
Now I'm going to get a hotel.
Yeah.
I'm going to now lose money. I'm going to spend $120 on this hotel just so I can sleep.
Just because I'm old.
Well, just so you don't have to wake up like with an itchy rash from a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can shower and all your jeans aren't covered with hair. And
Yeah. No, you just never know. I don't like to crash in people's house. In fact, I don't even like to stay over anywhere. I'm like a weird, we were talking about Jason Gross being a homebody.
Yeah.
I like to go to my house.
Yeah.
So if you're on the road, we should say, by the way, I'm so dumb. Dusty Slay is a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
We just found him on the street.
I did. Yeah, we just get in here. What's your name?
I want to get an
RV. And you're
RV.
On tour. Yeah,
that's what I want.
That's what you need.
That's what you need. Your own little like cleanness.
Then I can just
space.
Drive slow.
Dude.
And we stop at every gas station.
Oh,
I think
love
we've
it.
Done a tour of truck stops here.
Yeah.
Because I love to stop.
I am a stopper.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to get food at this exit, coffee at the next exit.
I do.
Then we'll get gas. Yeah. You know?
That's why it took you so long, because when I was texting him, he was like, we're going to try to get an early start. And then he texted me later, he's like, not making the progress
not
we wanted.
It.
Yeah, it was a 4-hour drive. It took us like six.
Why? Well, it's because you had things to do.
Yeah, we stopped it. Yeah. The day before, we'd browse the Target for a bit.
Oh,
because they don't have those where you live in Nashville. Right. This is a new thing.
Right. Different. They're different.
Different setup. The baby stuff's over here at our Target.
Like, wait, is there a Sheetz at the next exit? Oh. That food there is good. Oh. We go into there.
It's funny that you say Sheetz. There's not Sheetz where I'm at. So I'm seeing Sheetz and I'm like, we're stopping.
What is a Sheetz? Oh, Sheetz is like a wonderful Shangri-La. Just set along the side of the road.
It's a great gas station.
It's just a really great gas station.
Are you guys meaning to say Spinks, but you're saying Sheetz?
No, it's Sheetz. Okay. Sheetz Spinks
with a Z.
Too.
Sheetz with a Z.
With a Sheetz.
S-H-E-E-T-Z.
Yeah, honey.
Okay.
If you don't know about it, then you haven't treated yourself.
I guess not.
Yeah, there's
I guess
like
I haven't been on the road
like,
in a hot
like
minute.
Real food, and I don't know, maybe you have a milkshake. Yeah. It feels nice.
Yeah, you can get
17 different flavors of coffee.
Get fruit in a cup.
Oh, shit.
You get fruit in a cup.
Yeah.
You know, you want some hummus and carrots?
You want some sushi? Do they have sushi?
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know that I trust in gas station sushi. Even Sheetz.
Even Sheetz. I don't know. Honey bun sushi? Is that a thing? No. Same.
Just raw.
Yeah.
Just uncooked. Just the dough.
Just the dough.
With
fish. It's tough to call to a place and say you got food poisoning from their sushi. And they're like... Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, you got it. This is a gas station.
Listen up, guy that had sushi at Sheetz.
That's right. On you. You ate it.
Yeah, you ran the risk.
Maybe
you,
this feels like your fault.
I'm just really surprised by this because I feel like I've been up and down the East Coast. They're only on the East Coast? Or are they only in...
No, there's no... I don't really truly know that there's a rhyme or reason.
Yeah, I don't know either.
We'll have to contact you in Sheetz if you'd like to sponsor us at F&B Radio.
Yes.
Pennsylvania. There were several Sheetz.
And you know, they do a lot of things right in Pennsylvania. I said it.
The Amish. The Amish are up there.
The Amish. They know what's happening.
In Lancaster, Pennsylvania, they're like running up and down the road on these carts.
Yeah.
With they have blinkers, turn signals, and brake lights.
If you're going to get all that, why don't you just get a car?
It's pretty bizarre.
It's bizarre. And I've told you guys my Amish story, right?
No.
How a friend of mine went to Amish country, and he was like walking around, and he sees a girl around his age. We're like, you know, 16. And he's like... Hey, does it like bother you that people are just like walking around in your town treating it like a thing? And she looks up and she's like, only when they talk to you.
Whoa.
Oh, and I was like,
wow.
Yes.
That is some hardcore.
Oh,
like,
man,
God.
I love that.
She was like, now get out of here. I've been married 4 times and I have 15 kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm only 16, but...
Yeah, you're welcome. But she, like, cut her face up and was like, only
yikes.
When they talk to
that
you.
That just
and
made
I was
me
like,
scared.
Well, and also, yeah, fuck you, kids. Shut up. Don't talk to me.
Right.
I was into the Amish woman. I went to a diner and I was like...
What's up, girl? Hot.
I expected it to be, for some reason, I expected them to...
Not be beautiful?
Yeah.
No, they got that natural beauty.
Because, you
they're
know, I feel
it.
Like that, you know, they got smaller communities. And they're not really bringing people in.
So you think they'd be a little inbred?
Yeah. But,
but
they
didn't
look like that to me.
Royalty has done it forever, so maybe...
I was going to say, and the models. They pull models out of trailer parks every day because they're like, come here with your teeth. You look perfect. You're amazing.
You're
so beautiful.
Yeah.
And your body frame is very small.
That's what they did to me. They pulled me right out of the trailer park.
They just got you right out of like, get in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honey, you're going to make it. You got something.
And you're from Alabama.
I'm going to spit shine you, but...
And you came to Charleston when?
Yeah.
When I was 21. At 2004.
Oh, that's a good time to be in Charleston.
2003.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So I went from, I was living in this trailer park, drinking with my buddies, to like this place, which is so great.
Paradise.
I had no idea what to do with myself.
No.
It took me years and years to know how to function around people.
You're like, I just kept going to the Kicking Chicken over and over.
I was such a maniac when I got here.
Well, yeah, because it's like, oh, the beach is right there. Oh, girls are just laying out in their bikinis in Marion Square.
Yeah. Mm.
What is this? What is this heaven?
In the first 2 years, I lived downtown and on Folly Beach.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Really, I was full-blown alcoholic.
Oh,
right away.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm from about 2000, because I moved here in 2002. 2004 to 2006, a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
A little fuzzy for me.
Both, those are fuzzy for me, too.
Oh, we hung out.
We probably did. Probably you probably didn't like me.
Oh, you probably were like, who is this maniac?
He's like, not her again.
Starting a tribal dance.
God damn it.
Why would you do that?
I had a pretty good ability to make friends and lose them all in the same night.
Yeah, you can't keep them. Yeah. I have no problem making friends. I just can't hang on to them.
Well, that's what happens when you trick everybody.
Oh, he's awesome. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, get him out.
20 minutes later.
At the beginning of the night, I'm a little buzzed. And they're like, oh, this guy's funny. And then by the end of the night, they're like, this guy's a real asshole.
By the end of the night, they're like, did you just break my vacuum? Why did you do that? I needed that.
Son of a bitch.
Bye.
And were you doing comedy the whole time?
Well, while I did comedy a little bit.
Losing friends?
I did comedy a little bit early on.
Just to people?
But I started so well, and then I kept bombing. And then I would get drunk.
Yeah, because bombing, though very important, it hurts my feelings.
Yeah, and then I'd yell at people.
You just got to settle into it.
I did Theater 99 when I first moved here, and that's how I made friends. And that's how I did stand-up after that. And
you did improv there? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I just quit everything and drank for a few years.
Yes.
And then came back to comedy
in
2008.
Yes. So you really did. You were just like, fuck, you did it. And then you were like, fuck this.
Oh, yeah. I really would leaned into the drinking.
Yeah. I would say just really.
I like your honesty there. You're just like, I'm going to just settle into drinking for like, I don't know, like 4 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I worked at Hyman's and.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good material too. Yeah.
Is it really the best seafood in the U.S. or no?
Well,
they say.
I think that's a tough. That's a tough claim.
Yeah. But they're one of the busiest restaurants.
I think
we're
Hyman's,
across the street.
I think Hyman's has something special for sure. That's
God
like,
bless
if
it.
You come here, you should definitely like just go there.
Yeah.
You know, but
just let it wash it. Over.
There's
you.
Tons of restaurants, so
yeah.
I mean, there's so much good food, but you should. Well,
what'd you do at Hyman's?
I waited tables.
Yeah. Awesome.
And I was a food runner for a while.
Yeah,
that's how I broke in there.
Yeah, that's how you got your foot in the door.
That's when you just free fall right into
stardom. Yeah. And what? So you stopped drinking, and you're like, or you maybe didn't stop drinking. You just stopped drinking that hard.
Yeah, no, I stopped drinking.
Totally?
2012. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, nice job.
Quit drinking and smoking cigarettes the same day.
Whoa!
I felt so bad. I was like,
so bad. Yeah, it's tall order.
We gotta get it together.
Yeah.
I was out in my hallway of my apartment complex trying to smoke a cigarette, and I didn't really have the lung capacity to pull on this.
No.
I was like, yeah, you know what? Maybe we give this up.
I'm gonna put this down.
So I dipped for about 3 days.
Smart.
And then I was like, you know what?
this is just gone from bad to worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your lip's gonna fall off.
And I grew up in Lexington, North Carolina, town. And there is something about a dip cup that makes me want to hold myself under the water until I die.
I get a little nostalgia.
You do?
I mean, not like I want a dip, but I'm from Williston, South Carolina, which is
the middle of nowhere. It's just a part of your life.
I don't know. When I see the skull, it kind of takes me back to high school for a minute where I'm like, people, that was just what they were doing.
That was
because they were playing baseball.
Sup, Lindsay Marie. Sup. You play Guess the Flavor?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Grizzly.
Oh.
I don't know why I'm into them.
Kodiak. Anything with a bear.
Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Anything
with a bear. Anything that feels like European or a bear.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Like if you're in the bar, you know, when the smoking ban happened, you could still dip.
Yeah, people were like, loophole.
And then you get a beer bottle and you spin that and then no one knows.
Until they drink
out of
it.
You pick up the beer bottle and you think it's your beer and then you get a mouthful of dip juice.
That will make, that'll make you throw up.
Oh, yeah.
That's like one of the foulest things.
What's happened to me before, you know, because like I said, you'd be going to parties, whatever, and you just pick up a beer and you're drunk and you're laughing and you're talking and all of a sudden you're like, and my life is over.
And I got to die now.
I think I got to find a new way. I think I'll move to Charleston, make some of myself.
I'm gonna move to Charleston. Things are gonna be better. So then but you stayed around here for a while doing comedy.
Yeah.
Because before I moved back, I can't remember when I moved back, 2014, 13. Doesn't matter.
When did you have your baby?
2011.
Okay. But when did you, so you were in Williston, and then when did you come back to Charleston?
2013. But I had just heard about your like leaving. Everyone was all upset because
In 2014.
Okay.
But I quit drinking 2012, and like then I really experienced Charleston. I was like, oh.
What a nice place.
I had a bike. I was running around downtown. Yeah. I was like, this is such a pretty place.
I've never been to the Battery.
Yeah, I've really taken this in. So it's like I lived a whole new life.
Oh, that's
but I'm so glad that I drank like I did, though. It's I mean, I don't regret it at all.
No.
I'm like, that was pretty awesome, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been real drunk on rooftops. I've been kicked out of lots of bars.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got kicked out of the same Japanese restaurant twice in the same night. You know,
you just kept trying to go back. Yeah,
that's how good I was, right? I got kicked out, but I talked the bouncer. I was like, hey, I'm cool.
I'm better now.
Then you get in here and you're like, more
like
sauce.
30 seconds, I was out of there. They were like, all right.
You blew it.
You lied to us.
Yeah.
We thought you were okay.
Yeah, you're right. I was not cool. I was not cool.
It was not cool, man. That's on you, Mr. Bouncer.
Yeah. I don't understand why they let people back in.
Mm-mm.
If you're out, you're out, right?
And like, I mean, I can get it because, I mean, if we're all on stage, then we all have the capacity to, like, dig deep for a second and be like, no, you know what? That thing that I did earlier, I just...
That wasn't me.
I did not mean it. I did it. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Drink some water.
I'm not going to throw up on your bar, fall off a bar stool, and accidentally stab someone with a fork. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. I did that.
I'm sorry I did that.
I'm sorry I did that. But it feels like your fault because I wouldn't trust me. However, acting skills. Training.
Yeah.
Rehearsal.
We're trained.
We're just, you know.
It's, yeah. I got kicked out for being too drunk, went, had a beer, got it together.
That guy didn't see that coming. A bartender was like, he seems better. He's drunker. He's not drunk.
Wait.
That's amazing.
Well, and I will be there because sometimes you have a moment when you're drunk and then all of a sudden you're like, wait, I should be falling down. I think I'm hitting my stride.
Yeah,
I just did a math problem. Yeah. Like, I think I'm
when you start feeling like you're good, you're doing good, like you're driving, and you're like, I'm killing this. I'm drunk driving so well. It's
so
amazing.
I'm so scared that this is the best I've ever driven. Yeah. I don't but the whole thing is that I'm on a bike. So,
it's fine.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, you wake up and look out your window and you're like, oh. I got it home.
Yeah.
I don't know
why one of my shoes is in the yard.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's going to be
one's, fine. And one's on top of the fridge. Tight.
Yeah.
So I ate something. Thanks, me.
Smart. You're doing good things for your body.
I broke a flip-flop in Savannah and just spent the rest of the day with one flip-flop, you know?
Why you didn't get rid of the other one?
Yeah.
Who knows?
And why don't you just stop in? Maybe try to buy a new pair.
Because they're a dollar, and there's
stop
like
in. This is what I have to live with. This is my reality
my
now.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Just the one.
I got to drive back with this. And,
try not to step on a syringe, and it'll be all right.
Yeah,
I saw a dude walking down East Bay, stumbling. He's falling into the bushes actively, like, and just like almost into traffic, and back into the bushes. No shoes on, carrying one shoe, and I was like. Just lose
honey,
it.
Just hang on to that shoe.
You're never going to find the other one. You can't. You don't even know where you are right now, buddy.
You never know, but that's like maybe his only like.
Maybe it was his grandfather's
TV
shoe.
Remote to the world. He's like, as long as I'm holding this shoe,
maybe
I'm all
right.
Maybe
he had his wallet in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't possibly put him in his pants.
Also wasn't wearing pants. But,
yeah.
And that's fine.
It's hard. I mean, people party. I'm always curious when people who go on the road, which you're on tour right now, and for how long? Where you headed?
Like 10 days.
Oh, nice.
Non-cities.
Oh, wow. So you're busy.
Maybe more than 10 days. 12 days. I don't know. Yeah.
10 days. Nine cities.
Nine cities.
43 truck stops.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, we have a nice... In Seaside, we have 3 days.
Oh,
so
that's
good.
So we
get to hang out.
And relax.
And then I'm going to do my hometown, which is fun because I know a lot of people. But it could also be weird because people you haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
And I got a lot of stories that I tell, like, growing up in a trailer park. And some of it's, like, exaggerated.
Yeah.
And most people
because then that one chick's going to be like, uh-uh, I was there.
Exactly.
Destiny, I was there. That was me.
That ain't what happened.
Yes. You are
exactly.
Wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
Well, and people, I feel like with comedy, you have to exaggerate it a little bit or at least change it to make it make sense. Like, you're not just getting up there being like, and then my grandmother died. Like, nobody's laughing at that.
Right.
Like, you have to literally spin it a little bit. But people don't like that because I was kind of like, I don't do stand-up, but I was just hanging out at my Uncle Wally's. He had an old-fashioned fish fry on Sunday in Somerville, and I went.
Uncle Wally's fish fry sounds like a band, by
and
the way.
Old-fashioned fish fry. And he blew his fingers off, and, you know, some
not
accident.
Not
at
this fish fry.
No.
This is a previous one.
No. But they were like, you know, they're like, oh, Lindsay, she's so funny. And so I was kind of like dissing on my neighbors that we just moved into Wando Woods in North Charleston. And it's just like Confederate flags and Trump flags and old people. It's a lot. But I thought, you know, oh, this is going to kill. And I looked over and they were all just like, I was like, oh, I'm at Uncle Wally's old fashioned fish fry. They're like wondering why I'm making fun of these people. So sometimes playing your hometown, it's like too close.
Yeah,
physically too close to home for the jokes to land.
Yeah.
But they'll love it because they'll be proud of
you. And then if my dad shows up, then that changes the whole dynamic.
Oh no, good or bad?
Yeah.
Bad?
Bad, yeah.
Oh. Is he going to come?
I don't know.
Does he know?
I sent him my new CD and he hasn't called me since, so we'll see.
Whoa.
That's not right.
I had some weed jokes on there and I don't know how that's...
He was like, God damn it.
I don't know.
Wacky
he
weed.
Could be totally cool about it, just waiting on me to call him. But
yeah.
That's possible. But.
Maybe you inspired him to start smoking the wacky tobacco and now he's just like...
He's like,
gone
he's super chill.
His
he's like, you know what?
He's too chill to answer the phone.
Right.
I mean, which is possible.
I've been too chilled to answer the phone before.
I'm always too chilled to answer the phone. I see it. I'm just like, ooh.
Yeah, it's like, why are you calling? Like, yeah. You should be texting me right now.
Yeah, please.
I need to see those words because I'm not ready for whatever's on
the I got to know what you're calling about first.
Yeah.
Prep me. Prep me.
Yeah. And for God's sake, don't leave a voicemail.
Because I'll never get it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
The great thing with phones now, you can just delete the voicemail. Just back in the day,
you had to listen to it.
Yeah, yeah. Now you can just, I know that I don't want to hear what you have to say.
No.
It is nice you have that option.
Yeah.
Straight up delete it. What is your new CD called?
Son of a Ditch.
Son of a Ditch.
I should have brought one in. I got one in the car. I'll get one.
Oh, well, but we can buy one too.
Yeah, it's great. I recorded at the Wolf Street Playhouse here in town.
Was it when you were here in September?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. We were going to come to that show. We had a show the same night. Yeah. So we couldn't come.
Damn.
But oh, yeah. At Theater 99.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was our special day.
Son of a Ditch.
Yeah.
I like this.
So, and then Making That Fudge, that's my other CD.
Yes.
I have a bunch of Hyman's jokes on that CD.
Oh, I can't wait.
I have a ton of restaurant stuff on there.
I like that.
Yeah.
I do. Because restaurant stuff, like I said, it's an ecosphere of magic.
It's just endless jokes.
Endless. Just the things that happen are so, and you're like, you're never going to believe this, but that actually happened.
I never worked at any other restaurant in Charleston.
That was the only one. You went to the best restaurant and you stayed there.
I did Hyman's from 2004 to 2008.
Yes.
Nice. And then 2012 to 2014.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
awesome. Fucking
half
great.
Half the people I know in my life came from Hyman's, I think.
That they're probably cool as shit.
Well, and that's what we were talking about. Cause so, I mean, I cooked for years first, and I cooked in the kitchen of Pugin's Porch. So, like, being in the very tourist-driven restaurant, and then now working in, like, a more fine dining, but that is awesome.
Yeah, well, we work at Fig, so we stare at Hyman's and Sticky Fingers every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every day that I'm over there, like, doing some crazy, like, mundane task, like, folding a bunch of napkins in a silly way, I'm, like, looking at it like...
What are y'all doing?
They're just fucking crushing it at Sticky Fingers. And what am I doing? Why am I doing this?
Now they have people that hula hoop out front.
They hula hoop and then they fall down.
Yeah, that's a thing.
They like to get them in. Like there'll be some girl out there, like, you know, 18, hula hooping, falling down.
This feels
the thing about Hyman's that was great too is it's like, I think they've cleaned it up then, but I would like leave my shirt in my car all the time and I would show up at work and
I'm pretty sure it's the same. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a very special smell.
I'm actually on the news one time, and I clear that I have no idea what I'm talking about. But I'm in my Hyman shirt, and it's all stained
just
up.
Disgusting.
And I'm in there, like, trying to be all smart, and I've watched it since, and I'm like, what an idiot.
God, can we watch it? How do you watch it?
I haven't, but...
Oh, man, Dusty, you didn't bring us the video, the Hyman's
video. I'll send you a clip.
Yeah.
It's a comedy food and beverage podcast. That's basically the only thing you bring is that video.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'll get it to you.
All right. Okay. That feels thoughtful because that feels important because I'd love to hear what you said.
Dude.
Yeah.
I just like that you went back. So what did you do for the 4 years in between?
I sold pesticides to
to
Lowe's and Home Depot.
Tight.
So, yeah, I got that job when I moved here, too, as a part-time job. So I did Hyman's and that job at the same time.
Slinging pesticides on the
side. And then in 2008, it became a full-time job. So I quit Hyman's.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm moving on up, guys.
And then that's when I started doing comedy all around that time, too.
Because you're like, this is hilarious.
Yeah. Got back at Theater 99. I started doing stand-up. And then for 4 years did that. It was just eating me up.
Yeah.
My whole job.
I don't want to laugh at your. I
had 32 stores.
You do laugh
and my whole job was to build relationships with people, but these people hated me in Lowe's and Home Depot. Why did they hate you? I mean, I had 32 stores, and when I quit, I maybe got two calls from people being like, oh, we'll miss you.
Yeah.
Man. They were just like, get out.
They're like, what happened to that guy?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Right. I have no idea.
Never liked him. Yeah.
I never cared for Dusty.
But it was a great drinking job because I would be real hungover. I had no specific time to be there.
Sure.
So I would show up, clock in, go out, have a cigarette, you know. Mm-hmm.
Make your own hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, y'all need some more pesticide or no?
No.
Okay.
I was pretty good at complimenting the store. I'd walk in, I'd be like, man, it looks so good in here. I wanted to do some things, but it looks so good in here. I'm just going to go take a break. I guess.
I can't believe they didn't like you more.
Yeah.
All those compliments.
I can't
either.
Those
are thoughtful.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not right.
I know.
People had a problem with you. That's not right. You were just trying to live your truth, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so you recorded the one at Wolf Street, but is that just like what you consider your current stand-up set, or do you do the same? I don't know why I'm asking.
Yeah, I think it's
question,
yeah. But I mean, that's kind of the current one, but I'm writing new stuff. So
yeah,
like last night I did a bunch of stuff that is not on the CD.
Cool.
So
yeah, you played the Poorhouse last night.
It's good. Yeah,
I love
the Poorhouse. Is great.
I love that spot.
Yeah, I mean,
I love all of the Rivlin Terrace. Like that whole area is tight.
Oh yeah. And they don't let a lot of people do comedy there, I don't think so. I feel
heard of anyone.
I was gonna say it's usually just music.
Like, yeah. They really hooked me up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
And Jason Gross was on the show, who we love.
Yes.
I was gonna say real testament to Jason Gross. I used to drink so heavy in jeans in the daytime on Sundays, and I'm just so blessed that Jason's still my friend. Oh. I've really made an embarrassment of myself and everyone that I'm associated with.
Just blessed.
I've thrown up in front of jeans in the daytime and not been the end of it. I'm like, well, now
you're
we're good
welcome
to go.
Here.
Yeah, I feel much better now. I'll have some potato skins.
I would do those mimosas.
Yeah.
Pitchers of mimosas.
Oh, but you're just like, spice. No, I'll have a pitcher. For who? And it's like, just me.
Just me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Anyone else coming? No. No, it's just me.
Just me.
You know, I feel like the comedy and the food and beverage community, very forgiving because they understand. They've all been that drunk too. It's not like you're going into a church doing that.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's like, yeah, we get it. It's fine. Guess what I'm going to do on my day off? I'm going to go barf at Hyman's.
Actually, my last Poorhouse show, I had a bunch of Hyman's people that were going to show
you're
up. Old Hyman's people. And I was feeling real, like, I felt weird around them because I remember how drunk I used to be around them. And I thought, man, I should apologize to these people. And by the end of the night, I was sober. By the end of the night, they were so wasted. They're all married with kids.
Oh, yeah.
But they were so wasted. And I was like, oh, you were as wasted as me the entire time.
I feel like, Lindsay, you do this sometimes. You're like, God, I was so drunk last night. And I was like, no one noticed because
everyone was so drunk
last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get the guilt, and I'm like, oh, they're going to remember that stupid thing I said. And like, they can't even remember what they said.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Fine.
It's totally fine.
That's why I always said no one likes to hang out with the sober guy because no one wants to hang out with the person that's going to remember everything.
Yeah.
Well, and do you remember all the stuff now?
But
is it weird being sober? Is it weird to be sober and just be like.
It's not weird now. It's weird. It's weird for a little while, but.
Yeah.
It's just great. The greatest thing is to leave a bar sober.
Yeah.
And with no worries.
Right.
And no, that's great.
Only the daytime. Actually, I miss daytime drinking. I think that's really fun. Like on a sunny day to just sit out, have a beer. I'd leave Hyman's, I'd get on my bike, I'd be all drunk, and I would just bike through all the tourists. And I was like, this is so great.
This is wonderful.
23-year-old redneck out there just peddling through.
Just living your dreams.
Yeah.
And why shouldn't you?
I think
that's the best.
And then Folly was a real wreck for me.
Ooh,
well, that's a wreck for everyone.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, Folly, it's like this vortex where everything is okay, but nothing is okay.
Yeah.
And everything, you're like, nothing is fucked. Oh,
everything
is fucked.
Nothing's fucked because nothing matters because it all got fucked a long time ago.
Yeah. Is that sort of the like bioluminescence or did I take acid? I don't know.
No one knows.
Who knows? Yeah. I was on the beach every day. My forehead was like scabbed over where I'd had so many burns. I just had a great tan, but my forehead was. I had to wear a bandana just to
like cover.
Yeah,
you like hook up with a girl, you take it off. She's like, what's wrong with your head?
Bandana.
You had such a nice tan body, but there's a weird something hiding under.
I had so many friends. Everybody wanted to drink with me on the beach.
Not when you got back.
Because I had a beach house, not right on the beach, but like 2 blocks from the beach.
Right. So everybody's like, hey, can we just all be at your house?
Yeah.
Is that fine?
A block from Center Street. My buddy worked at Snapper Jack's.
Great restaurant. I always say that.
Dude, Snapper Jack. Everybody have a blast at Snapper Jack's.
Yes.
They had one beer on tap back then. And he was like, as long as you drink that, you're fine. I would get so wasted in there and I would pay for one Yingling.
Yeah.
And, like, this is not good for me.
I
need to be paying for this.
I need to have some accountability, financially or otherwise, like maybe not emotionally.
You wake up super hungover with all of your money and you're like, oh, I'm okay.
Everything did.
But when you wake up with
good.
None of your money, you're like, that was on me.
I went home one time and I had this. I put my hands in both my pockets to empty them and I fell on this ottoman. And I'm like face down on the ottoman and my hands are stuck in my pockets. And I'm like, I really wish I had a video of me struggling to try to get up. I thought that was it. I thought this is how I'm gonna go.
So I die trying to get my hands out of my pockets.
This is sorry, Mom. Sorry, Mom.
Mama tried.
Yeah.
She did.
She did. Oh, we gotta go to a commercial.
Oh, let's do it.
And when we come back, Dusty Slay or Sally. Either one.
Dusty salad.
Commercial.
Do you know what, Lindsay? This house smells too clean, and I just got back from Reno, and I want to feel those feelings again.
Oh, my God. I know what you mean. It's like a hospital up in here.
I know. It's almost too pure, too clean. I want to have a whiff of a Machete margarita and six Benson and Hedges lights.
That sounds good. Maybe a little splash of Old Spice, but it's like sweating.
But sweat.
Sweating Old Spice. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I mean, this house that's full of joy and cleanliness, I just don't feel any shame or forlornness at all.
No, and you know what? I don't want to feel that way anymore.
I want the biggest little city in the world to be in my biggest little house in the world.
Yeah, I want to feel like when I wake up, I'm in Atlantic City.
I want to feel like I'm on the brink of winning the jackpot.
I want that smell of grease on top of casino carpet.
Yeah, you ever put out a cigarette in a pork chop? That's what I want.
That smell is what I'm after. Well, there's good news.
What?
There's a new air freshener. It's a casino air freshener.
Get the hell out of here. What?
Yeah, it's called Remember Reno.
Remember Reno?
Yeah, because don't you? No.
No.
Can't.
But yes.
But don't you want to?
Yep.
Okay, so this is the thing. You just pop them up and you can hide them like in your air vents. So when you turn on your AC, it just blows the smell, right?
And Remember Reno?
Remember Reno. Oh. Into your house. So people come in, they start feeling like they want a party.
Feeling like they want a party.
Yeah.
Where can I get this?
You can go to their website. You just go to rememberreno.com. And then they'll just send you a whole case of them. They're expensive, but as they should be.
Are they in the shape of small red Cadillacs?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I mean, and Elvis's like face.
Oh, beautiful.
You can pick either
classic.
One you want. It's classic. And and if you want to remember Reno, then you can just email us at fmbradio@gmail.com to put your Remember Reno. That's an air freshener that smells like a casino on our commercial.
Perfect.
Much better.
I liked it.
You guys are great at this.
Dusty. I didn't realize you were a sober dude, so I love these like just the stories of Dusty being as drunk as possible.
Yeah, because
it's my favorite. Yeah. I love these.
Do you incorporate it into your
I try to, but it doesn't seem to be as funny on stage. I don't
well,
know.
Well, writing so stand up is weird. It's interesting to me that you did improvising first and then are now you prefer stand up, obviously.
Yeah.
Or you're better at it, maybe. Or maybe.
Yeah, I'm not as great at improv. I'm good at being funny.
Yeah.
But I got no characters. That's what Greg and Brandy used to say. Maybe try a character.
You're like, like this one?
Like this
and
one?
And here's Dusty
This
Slay.
Is the character I've worked on my entire life. This is the funniest character I can be. This is all I got.
That's interesting. So yeah, so then stand-up works for you.
Yeah.
Because that's, I don't know, improvising and
improv, I feel like improv works better for me because if I try to do stand-up, I get too, I don't know.
Well, and I'll write jokes that I think are funny, and I'll be like, oh, man, I could totally, but I've never, ever, like, had the balls to try to do stand-up, but I'll write these jokes, or I have these jokes that I, like, you know, you kind of habitually tell that's, like, your thing, and I'm like, what if I just strung a bunch of those together, but it's not that easy.
Yeah.
It's really, like, these stories here are hilarious, but, like, maybe a crowd would be like, okay. Like,
yeah, stand-up is like, if you tell a joke at a party, and everyone laughs, and then you, like, find yourself at that same party with a new group of people. And you try to slip that joke in again.
Yeah.
It's just not.
And they laugh, you know?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I'll just tell this joke all the time now.
Yeah.
And that's what stand-up's like. When you find one that's funny, you just travel around and keep telling that joke.
Keep telling that joke.
Yeah.
I love it.
New party.
But improv in Charleston is great because Theater 99 is so good.
Love
I mean,
them.
Everything that they do is great. I mean, there's so many cities, the improv is not good.
Really?
I didn't. That's
See?
News to us.
I go around and I watch improv sometimes, and it's not good. And a lot of it's just the short form games.
Yeah.
You know,
and
whereas Theater 99 is so like the long form, to where it's not so silly.
It's not so gimmicky. Yeah.
Right.
I know. Every
you
time
you make a scene, it could be funny, but it also could just be interesting.
Exactly.
But in short form, they're like, all right, you're a hammer, you're a nail, you're at a school dance, you know?
Yeah. And
it's like,
okay, that's awesome. And you're like, no, really. No, they are. And when we've been in our, like, we're taking classes too, and it's really fun because they can be like serious or sad. And then people still laugh because they're fucked up. People are fucked up and they'll just laugh no matter what.
I love it.
You're like, that's where improv is like, they're kind of the built in forgiveness laughter that they give you for improv, they do not give you for stand up. Because they're like, you thought about this, right? Better be good.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why stand up at Theater 99 is so great because they are an improv audience.
Yeah.
So you come out as a stand up and they're just ready to laugh.
That's
awesome. Why you could be weird. Here. Like I had weirder jokes when I lived here. And then I went to Johnson City, Tennessee and did a comedy club inside a hotel bar.
classic.
And they were not into those creative, fun jokes.
No. We're like, you take that trash back down to Charleston right. with the progressives.
So that's where, yeah, you have to. So my first CD is like all my Charleston jokes. And then my second CD is like jokes that I wrote on the road.
For, awesome. Yeah, jokes for everybody.
But I still try to like, I don't want to be like hacky road comedy, you know?
Right.
What's hacky road comedy though?
Well, I mean, there's like, I don't know, I can do gigs with people, right? And maybe I don't do as well at the show. And then I see the headliner go up and they're doing jokes and I'm like, oh, I've heard that one.
Yeah.
That's cheesy. Okay. Oh, another relationship joke. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, they're just crushing, mm-hmm. right? I'm in the back going, this guy sucks, but mm-hmm. he's murdering the room.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me to say it's bad because
people are laughing.
Right.
I'm with you though. I'm with you.
I did a show and I didn't have a great weekend in Greensboro, North Carolina. And then this guy was like, yeah, we had a guy here last week who had a puppet. He crushed it.
Oh, guess what? Like, people love puppets. Anything that puppet says is fucking hilarious. You should get a puppet, Dusty.
I'm thinking about getting something for some road gigs just to do at the end, like a guitar, or I don't play guitar, but I would like to have something.
That's kind of smart, though. It's like you're saving grace. Like, yeah, they hated this. Here you go.
Yeah.
Here's this. You're going to
love it. Maybe I get a puppet playing guitar.
Tight.
Yes. That would be great.
Just set him up and then leave the
stage.
Maybe
just get like a mask or something, like a different mask, and play harmonica through the mask as a different person.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Then they would be like, perfect.
Tap dance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get right out of there.
I'll teach you a couple slide steps, sir. Yeah. Because when in doubt, you just start tapping.
Yeah.
And everybody's fine.
Look over here.
Yeah. Hello.
I find that you just get, like, I try not to be dirty with comedy, but sometimes you're like, just get dirty. And they're suddenly, like, people are like, oh, this is what we came to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The sick part. And then when they're like, yeah,
I
thought about
that. Pennies and Johnnies.
Yeah.
You know, because that's funny to know.
I like dark comedy. I watched a special recently that I was like, it was just too, it was really dark for me. Jim Norton's new comedy special.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's really, really fucked up. Like the whole time I was just like, like this isn't what I came for.
Yeah, see, I don't like that.
And I'm not easily like put off. Like you can say some fucked up shit and I'll be like, oh, that's hilarious.
That's why I like Todd Barry, like height of sarcasm, but just jokes, just.
Yeah. This should be funny.
Just having a laugh.
Yeah, he had a great joke. I won't do the joke right, but it's like he saw this interview with the Third Eye Blind guy. He was like, with a guitar like this, the songs just write themselves. And he's like, don't blame the guitar.
Don't you do that. Don't you put...
Do, 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 do. I can't help it. It's what the guitar wants.
He's doing what that guitar says do. You're welcome, America.
Oh, my God. Dusty Slay. Is that your real name?
Yeah, well... Yeah.
Yeah.
Dustin Slay is my birth certificate. But
that's awesome.
No one ever called me that.
Yeah, I was just afraid to be like, yeah, you know, Wendell.
No, Slay. It's Dustin.
Not even my own parents called me Dustin.
They call you Dustin.
I think they wanted me to be Dusty, but they didn't want to write that down on the birth certificate.
My family wanted me. No one in my family calls me Nicole. So it's all Nikki all the time. But they didn't. But they wanted it to feel proper.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't write somebody Bunny on the birth certificate. You call it Barbara or whatever Bunny's short for.
Bunny? That was a good one.
The last night at the poorhouse, they had some real confusion. The first sign outside said Dusty Sally.
Yeah. Which is S-A-L-Y or Dusty Sally?
S-A-L-Y, yeah. And then and then outside on the chalkboard said Dustin Slay.
And you were like, that's a little something different.
And so they had three names. They got Dusty Slay right on the inside.
Well, that counts for something.
Man, yeah, it's like you have alter egos.
Everybody really enjoying that wacky weed. So,
but I thought that Dusty Sally is like it's like Mustang Sally.
Yeah, right?
So, Dusty Sally.
Yeah.
I like.
Maybe that can be your intro music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have intro music you come out to?
I like "Give Me Back My Bullet" by the Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah. There you go.
Because it's real short, real short intro before they start singing, but it hits.
Hits hard.
And Pete, I found with an intro, you need something recognizable.
Oh, yeah.
Because I always like to do a cool, obscure song. But no
people,
knows.
People are like, what's happening now? What's that noise?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's...
But that song comes in really fast. And then it's like... And then you come right up.
There you go. Just pop right out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't Fear the Reaper for Lindsay. You know, just a little something. Just a little something sweet.
I like Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes. So that's what I like to come out to.
That feels good.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, cool.
Dusty Slay, thank you so much for being here.
And I have, if anybody listens to this and wants to hear these Hyman's jokes.
Yes!
Yeah.
They're on my website, DustySlay.com.
Yes!
Or
no, they'll love this shit. Yeah, they're going to love, I'm going to love it. I can't wait.
I mean, you can go to iTunes. You can just download that one track if you want. But
Is it it's all the Hymen Strokes, or we should just get the whole?
We should get the whole CD.
It's 55 minutes.
Making Fudge.
Yeah.
By Dusty Slay. What's your website?
DustySlay.com.
DustySlay.com, not Dusty Sally.
Not to be confused with DustySally.com.
Or right.
Dust in case. Yes.
Or the GoDaddy person thought I had some problems. I had to call, and she was like, okay, so it's DustySlay.com?
Nope. And okay. And I know you get that a lot. I know you
get off
that
porn tube, ma'am.
Right. Yeah. I was like,
nah, Jesus Christ.
I was like, not that it matters, but it's not that kind of website.
She's like, well, it is called Making Fudge. You tell me.
Yeah. You tell me.
Sick son of a bitch. What a pleasure. Thank you so much. Yeah. Safe travels on your tour.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys, now, check him out.
Check out Dusty.
Fucking
awesome.
Get on
his website. Give him some love.
Sony. I know. They miss you. I read a bunch of articles where everybody was like mourning the loss of Dusty.
Yeah, well, I love this. I love Charleston. If it wasn't, I mean, the thing that makes it special is that it's on the side of the country and it's not that easy to get to, you know?
Yeah.
But if it were in a better location,
it wouldn't be where it is.
Yeah.
And travel.
Yeah, we're just hiding out in our little hobbit hole.
I know.
It's weather being perfect, you know.
It's so great.
This is how we trick them into staying through August, is we're like, here's April.
Yeah. That's how I moved here, not knowing anyone, and stayed for 11 years.
Exactly. No, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Paul Pavlich is in the studio next week, so don't miss it. Bye.